command unto King Ahasuerus. Now what a glorious picture is presented to us in the future. And surely it is the desire of every one of us that in this present age of tribulation and trouble and anguish, we might be able to project our minds into the future to see this glorious hope. That as we read books like Esther, we might be stimulated to desire that time when the Lord Jesus Christ shall speak peace to all his seed. But in the meantime, we look forward in hope. But Isaiah 53 presents us a picture of the present. A picture of the present time as we labour under this time of anguish and trial, looking forward to the future. So that in Isaiah chapter 53, our minds are brought home to the present work of Mordecai. As far as we are concerned at the moment, Mordecai is still acting the part of that priest in heaven. He is still acting the part of the one who is enabling us to approach unto the king. He has not yet returned in full power and glory. So that in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, we read of the sufferings of this man. Verse 10. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. And so we see the seed presented to us in two aspects. In the future, the seed shall be glorious and to be blessed. But at the present time, the seed is labouring under a time of trouble. The seed is looking to the future. And the seed this morning looks to the table which is set before us as the anti-typical Mordecai, undergoing his fast of 3 days and 3 nights, came triumphant out of that fast, and he enabled us to approach unto the king in faith. We can manifest our faith, brethren and sisters, like Esther did. She had to partake of that fast. She and all the nations had to partake of that fast. And how do we do it? We do it here this morning by taking this bread and this wine as a remembrance of things which are past, but more than that, as an assurance of the coming glory, in earnest expectation of the time when we shall be that seed with the Lord Jesus Christ, when the words of Esther chapter 10 shall be fulfilled, when King Ahasuerus shall be king over all the earth, when Mordecai shall be next unto him, being great among the Jews, accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his